This is KUT. This week on KUT, we've been hearing about the effect voter anxiety is having on the presidential race. Observers say some presidential frontrunners owe much of their success to their ability to appeal to voter frustration and anger. But other voters say the negative feelings at play in this year's election are an even bigger concern. KUT's Ashley Lopez talked to some voters in Austin this week. Here's what she found.
Mike Armstrong is sitting on a bench in front of the state capitol, killing time. He and his friend are visiting Austin from the East Coast and are stranded in town until the blizzard clears. He's obviously stressed out about a lot right now. He admits this upcoming election is high on that list.
Kind of frightens the hell out of me, to be honest.
Armstrong calls himself a conservative. He says he understands why so many voters are angry. Every 4 years, he says, voters are promised change, and he says that almost never happens. He says he gets it. But Armstrong says he's scared the anger people feel will be the sole motivating force behind this election. Good examples, he says, are candidates like Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Like I said, I think that there's an anger that candidates like Sanders on one side, Trump, and to some extent Cruz on the other, are kind of tapping into. And so because of that, I think voters are voting 100% with their emotion.
Armstrong says, as a result, some serious candidates aren't getting a fair shake. Kristen Dobson is also hanging out on the Capitol grounds. She describes herself as a libertarian-leaning conservative. Dobson says she's not happy with the tone of the campaign so far, and the way people are talking about presidential candidates is pretty silly.
They're just making fun of one another and not actually having substantive thoughts that will change our country. And that's what everyone is focusing on, and it might be the media, or they might be them, I don't know, but it's sad.
On the other side of the Capitol grounds, I find Komal Patel. She supports Democrats. More than ever, she hopes voters consider serious candidates. Patel says she's nervous because she feels some voter frustration is being pinned on minorities.
It's really scary to think minorities are made out to be such bad guys consistently. Like, all these things are really scary and reminiscent of a country I feel like I don't live in.
Jay Babzar is sitting on a bench next to Patel. He's optimistic. He says voters will make a sensible choice. Babzar says even if they're nominated, he doesn't think some of the more sensational candidates will win in the general election.
I don't think it will happen. I think when you come to, like, general, what do you call it,
consensus
around the entire country, I don't think it will happen, but, I mean, if you have two teams playing the Super Bowl, anybody can win, right?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center shows that voters are skeptical frontrunners in either party would make a good president, whether it's Trump, Sanders, or Hillary Clinton. The Iowa caucuses are February 1st. That's followed by primaries in New Hampshire. Texans vote March 1st. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.